walk into the executive mansion in Springfield, and nothing looks awry, but climb the stairs to the third floor, where the governor's apartment lies, off-limits to tours and most events, and the damage is apparent in two historical bedrooms. After heavy rains in late May and early June, water seeped in from the roof in 8 places. Though the roof has been on the state's project list since at least December, it was only after the leaks into the bedrooms and flooding in the basement that the governor's office was able to secure emergency funding to fix the roof. Earlier project bids in December, January, and February stated the entire roof needed replacement, but Dave Blanchett with the governor's office says the state has other fiscal responsibilities, like repairing highways and bridges after a rough winter, so the roof will only be patched for now.
It's the best solution in the short term. Long term, it's going to need a lot of work. But right now, to keep it safe, to keep further damage from occurring, we're patching the roof.
The repairs total $40,000. I'm Hannah Meisel.